We're at the bottom of page Membeis in the Maimer Atmanitzavim. In the Perish, Amat Alter Rebbe is saying, "Vizor b'sa'asif roishe am, roishu b'chinas ha'machshava. Roishe am hem b'chinas ha'machshava shaklolis Yisrael." That at the time of Rosh Hashanah, there's an ingathering of Nishmas Yisrael in the root and source of their existence. And remember that the Reish means the Bechina of Machshava, the highest level of a person, thought, Machshava. Reish Yom Hem Bechina of Machshava Shaklal Yisrael. Shemes Asim Ha'alma De Piruda. Shenoflu Machshava Yisrael Meliyah Zepan Lakan V'chulu. Benasim Rishus HaYachid L'Yichud Yisbar. What does that mean? The Rebbe was teaching here, but the end is the end of the first part of the Maimer. Shuv Azul de Rosh Hashanah. Nemezes Gam Bekosu Vihi Bishurin Melech Besasef Reishay Am. Remember that everything we're talking about, we're learning this Maimer, even though obviously it's very much Rosh Hashanah-dik, but as we're going to see throughout, it's negate to each and every single day of our lives. By Hebe Yeshua Melech, that at that time, on that day, when the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reinstated, so to speak, and by Hebe Yeshua Melech, what takes place is Behis Asef Reishe Am. There's an ingathering of that Bechina that's called Roshei Am, which means the machshavas, the thoughts of the Jewish people, of each person. Roshei Am koyel machshavas akla Yisrael. With this return of the neshamas to their makor, to their root and source in Elokus that we've been talking about the past few weeks, with that return, will all Nishmas Yisrael come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter how great the person, how small the person, as we learned about the circle. There's an ingathering of the thoughts of the machshavas of the Jewish people. Roshei Am doesn't only mean the leaders of Klal Yisrael. It means literally the minds of the people. Roshei Am. Koyel machshav shel Klal Yisrael. Because the machshav of a person is called the Rosh. Even in English it's said in such a way that a person's head is someplace else, or his mind, his thoughts are wandering or drifting. So throughout the year, throughout the world, throughout the year, the machshavas of Klal Yisrael are separating one from the other. Because throughout the year the machshavas are much more meshubed to the chayei haguf, to the life of the body, and since in that world of chayei haguf, zepoin lakan, each person in the chayei haguf, one person has his inyan, the other person has his inyan, and in the world of the guf, there's big separation and division between people. That's the alma de piruda. That's the rishus harabim, the world of separation and division. The Rishus HaRabim, the public domain. Some of you have to have the misfortune of having to be in Manhattan every day. And I only say that it's not that there are a lot of wonderful people there and there are good things that are going on, but it's just the misfortune is because it's very busy and it's confusing. And one of the things about Manhattan during the day is that when you walk on the street, there are a lot of people. You ever notice that? It's unbelievable. This is how it was, I remember, 25, 30 years ago. I guess it hasn't gotten better. So, and each person is poin lakan, poin lasham, poin lakan. Everybody is a welt, is a world. Where is he going? What he's doing? What's your life? I sometimes think about that. I wonder, are you going home to a nice home? Are you happy? Do you have people who are waiting for you? Do you, like, you know, all these faces, these people, millions of people coming and going. That's the Rishus HaRabim. It's the public domain. And each person is closed up in his own private little world, going in a different direction. And each person's thoughts are so different than the other and are separated one from the other. What happens on Rosh Hashanah is a remarkable thing. It says, Shebemeshach Hashanah Asukas Heine Bin Yani Elam Hazeh Hanirka Alma De Peruda. The person's thoughts during the year are scattered. Each person has his own inyanim. And in the world of period of separation, the fisha bin yane eilam hazad shemisitra achra ein achdus. What most powerfully defines the sitra achra is ein achdus, a world without unity, without direction. A world in which each person, each thought, each event is separated from the other. That's the Alma de Peruda, that's the Rosh Hashanah. That's the Sitra Achra, the other side. Ein Achdus. If you look at footnote 12, it's very, very important. Or just quickly. What is it that makes one person separate from the other? What is it that divides? What's the shurish of that division that is the trademark of the Sitra Achra of the Alma de Peruda? What is it? The Torah says, Yeshus. Yeshus means somethingness. But of course, on a deeper level, it means a sense of not how special I am in Kedusha, but my own life, my own existence, my own presence is really what matters. That's really what matters. More than anything in the world, I, me. And that focus on the self, which is yeshus, which is like the chametz that rises, that yeshus is what separates one from the other. Mashamagishim asmam liyesh. But a person feels himself to be a yesh, and he's not bottled to the ayin of the bria of what Kadosh Baruch Hu made. When a person wants to rise, when he himself is trying to magnify and to increase his own presence, then the ego rises. You can't have achdus in that world. There can't be true unity. People will perhaps get along with each other as long as it's in each one's interest to get along. If it's in your interest to get along with the other, and it's in his interest to get along with you, so they could temporarily form some sort of a peaceful existence or coexistence that has some of the characteristics of achdus, but true achdus, it certainly is not. You have them, unfortunately, in many marriages. That's also, it's not true achdus. It's the same address, they have children, they go places together, but each one is a yeshus, each one takes up a different world, a separate world for himself, each one's in it for himself. So in that, you can't have achdus. That could be, it could only be two people. It's already a Rishus HaRabim. Even though they're only two people, it's a public domain. And there could be two people that don't let anybody into the house. They lock the doors. No one's allowed in. They're very private people. But they're living in a house which is locked, and closed, but inside the house is a Rosh Hashanah. It's a Rosh Hashanah. It's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid inside the house, because each one is living for himself. And if each one is living for himself, it means that there's a wall that's between him and the other, and it's a public domain, not a private domain, not the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which is Yechidah Shel Olam, which is a world of Achdus. They can't be Achdus Amitis Beklipa. Kesher Rishoyim Enim Aminyan. That kesher that binds together the wicked is not really a kesher. Ki yeshus atzmai, because one's own feeling of yeshus, of me, the ego, that feeling of yeshus is bestira v'nigud l'yeshus chaver. I have my yeshus, he has his yeshus. And these two yeshus and these two egos, again, they could. If it's in my best interest and his best interest that we should be friends, that we should get along, that could work for a while. But the second that is not serving the interest of the individual, kesher rishayim is not a kesher. It's not inim and amin. It doesn't work out. It can't last. As we see, this bechlal in the world, and it's not. It's called Lamashal, the United Nations, which I would say it's a joke, but it's not funny, but but that's what the musag of unity in the world is. Not unity, it's not achdus, it's not echad, it's what could I get out of the other. And you have a lot of people or representatives of nations that are trying to get whatever they can out of the other one. So they throw them together in a room. They really all hate each other, and we call it united. It's not unity. That's one thing they agree, like Balak and Bilam.
Right.
Yeah. That could be the only thing that's holding them together, is their sinister souls, their anti-Semitism. That could be. That's a nekuda that they share in common. But sin itself is the etzim of the alma dekru, the sin of hatred. Each one is only really interested in what's good for him. On the other hand, what's the mahus? What's the essence of kedusha, of holiness? Mahusa shel kedusha hi bitul veheda chashivas metzias atzmai bitul. Again, only a few people have learned in the past the Indian. Little does not mean not to have confidence and not to be healthy and well. But the bitl and the heder of chashivas metzias atzmo, to be machshiv himself over somebody else. All that we've been learning in this part of the Maimer, the first part of the Maimer, is that eagle, that circle, with the Reish and the Seif, remember, where the beginning and the end are bottle in that circle where HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits in the center. And in that world, there's no yeshus. There's no metzius of me, as opposed to him. Uvemeila yichol yos sham achdus amitis. So there could be true achdus. So the whole year, the Rebbe is saying, the mind of a Jew, the thoughts of a Jew, get far blunted, to get lost in that world of yeshus. Doesn't mean that you have to be mehad. You could be sitting, you know, by Rishon BaYochai's seeing all day. But your head is in a place of me, Yeshus, me, not him. So that in that world, even though you're sitting in a place of Kedusha, you're sitting next to Rishon, or you're sitting by the Kaisel, wherever it might be, but the Machshavas are Mefuzarim Umefuradim Ben Ha'amim. But the person is divided and separated. Kedusha is the hepech of that. After 12, back on top, the last few words on the page. Ela kol echad nifrod la'atzma. So during the year, kol echad is nifrod la'atzma. Each person is nifrod la'atzma. He's separated to himself and doing his own thing. And that, not only that he's doing his own, he's thinking about his own survival, him. The machshoves adam ze poinis lakan veze lakan. Each person's thoughts are facing somewhere else. Vayidei hatshuva, the Rosh Hashanah. And what is the tshuva? The ikka tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is not this avera or that avera, as we've learned and we've spoken about, and everybody knows. The ikka of Rosh Hashanah is not to focus on my failures, my shortcomings and faults. That's not the ikka of Rosh Hashanah. Says me tshuva, give us something about Rosh Hashanah. That's not the avera of Rosh Hashanah, the tshuva. But vayidei hatshuva, the Rosh Hashanah, kshan neshamas. Teshuvna l'makayrin ba'ad l'makdusha. Rosh Hashanah means the return. As we learned, the return. That the neshamas return l'makayrin ba'ad l'makdusha. That's what happens in Rosh Hashanah. Person, all the avoid is to join that group. Is to be part of that trip, of that journey. To Sherish Nishmais Yisrael. Then there can be an ingathering of the thoughts of the Rosh on the day of the Malchus of Rosh Hashanah. Is the gathering together of Rosh, of the thoughts, the minds, of the Jewish people. Even the simplest Jews. All gathered together. Ki b'kedusha yesh achdus amitis on the day of Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh of the Shana. In that world of kedusha, there's achdus amitis. There's true achdus. There's true unity. Okay, klal gadol hanal kol da'osi misitra de kedusha ein lo b'chinas Rosh v'soif. Like the Rebbe said before, this big klal that anything that's in the sitra de kedusha, there is no Rosh v'Seif. That's why we have to be so careful in order to preserve the Kedusha of a shul. In order to preserve the Kedusha of a yeshiva. Of course there's a Rosh Yeshiva. And of course there's a Rav. Or in a Chassidus there's a Rebbe. Of course there's a Rosh. And the Rebbe is not saying that we don't, and the Torah is not saying that we don't have a melech. There's no melech, and there are no manhigim, and there's no kahanim, and so on. Of course, there's a bechin of Rosh. But what we learned, what we've been learning so far in the Maimer is, in the world of achdus of bittul, in that world of the Rosh Hashanah, each one is makabel from the other, in recognition of that deepest truth. Then the makor of Nishmeis Yisrael, everything is a circle where each one is bottled to the Bari Olam, and if there's Hashgacha Pratis that this person be in this position at that time, or this person achieved this, and therefore he's in this position, or she's in that position someplace, whatever that is, the individual in that position mustn't ever forget for a moment that he's part and she's part of that circle, where there's no Rosh v'Seif, where there's only one Rosh, which is the Bari Olam. And when a person lives in that way, that doesn't take away from the authority of the Rav, the Rebbe, or the leader, or the Rosh Yeshiva. It doesn't take away from it, other Rabbah. It strengthens and clarifies and sweetens the respect of their Eretz, that is there for that leader. It's only in the Alma de Piruda where there's hatred and jealousy. And each one is looking at the leader and feeling, and asks, "Mi Barosh?" When the Baruch Shalom said to him, "Ben Yishai," he wanted to tell us, "Ben Yishai, if David HaMelech is Barosh." So you have that. When each one thinks, "I should be the Rosh Hashiva. I should be the Rebbe. I should be the Rav." So then, that's the Alma de Piruda. There's no Bittul, it's the Alma de Piruda. Because there's the Yeshus and the Gaiva. The Yeshus and the Gaiva. Called the Asi Mesitra de Gdusha, Ein Le Bechinus Reish V'Saif. There's no question that even in a household, that the husband and wife, each one has a different responsibility in a different place. And when there's confusion in that, the whole confusion of saying, why should the man be the Reish? And why shouldn't the woman be the Reish? It's such a silly question. From the perspective of Kedusha and Pnimius, it's a silly question. The whole question is only because of Yeshus. It's only because of Yeshus. Someone, I was talking to some chaver, that when you talk to people about something in Pnimius, something that's real, and they start to talk about how come that person sits over there and how come I sit here and so on, then you have to stop, because you can't, then you're in the Alma de Beruda. And if you're talking to somebody about Rosh Hashanah Yochid and they're in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then you can't be Mavir from the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. You don't know how to carry it off, and I always do that. And Hashem's Baruch should help each and every one of us, myself above all, not to slip into the Alma de Beruda. It's a very dangerous and mysterious place, the Alma de Beruda, the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's a dangerous place. But you can never argue with somebody when you're trying to talk from Rosh Hashanah Yochid and the person's trying to talk from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So I had this, like, when I was talking to somebody some time ago about being mishtatif, try to be shalshudis, to be mechazik shalshudis, to put yourself more into the nigun. Into the nigun. I said, you have to put more into the nigun. So then he started to say, yeah, but why is it that I sit over there and I'm not sitting at the table? And so then I said, you're right. I wasn't going to go on. There's no. I can't continue the conversation because I'm talking to Shusayach, he's talking to Shusayach, and you're not allowed to carry from your Shusayach to Shusayach. Then that's the end of the conversation. I'm not talking about that. It's a different world. It's a different world. So it takes more time. So maybe I'll try bringing that up a few years from now. You know, the conversation, we could resume the conversation at a different time. It's not a conversation. When someone's talking about Shusayach, from the Shusayach, about Yeshus, and God, how come, no, me Barash. And I was, I'll sing, but me Barash. So it's me Barash. It's already, whenever you have that question of me Barash, that's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Maybe that's the Eitz. Yeah, the problem is it would never work because the tables are rectangular. We have to figure that out, huh? We need a good lady to come and teach us what to do over there, because that's what my wife always says. Because you know she knows they have the aggravation over these in Yanim, you know, and she said that you know. Guys are so immature. Men, like, they get to this. So I always say, of course, that I get very defensive. I say, hold on a second. We have our inyanim, but you have a lot of, you know, you have inyanim too. The ladies have inyanim also. You have different inyanim. But Yeshus and Gaiva, that's the trade. That's for sure the trademark of guys. That's the Ikka trademark of guys. That's not the inyan with the women. Is Pachin of Malchus, the Laisel, we're going to make Kulm. That's a different inyan. But women have other things. But the guys, it's an innovations and gaivas, me barash. We don't have an inyan of me barashes. They don't sit around like during a dinner or think, how come I'm not, you know, sitting someplace else? Unless they're sitting as their sister-in-law. But otherwise, they're not thinking about, you know, about like barash, like the covet. How come I'm not getting covet? I want a covet. Yeah, it's not the tev of a woman to think about that, like covet. It's not the tev of covet. It's appreciation is not the same thing, Linda. Appreciation, to be appreciated is not the same thing as kavod. To be appreciated. So a woman, if you say, I really appreciate what you did and I thank you, then that doesn't mean to have to be the dais and the help. It's a different thing. It's a different thing. To be appreciated is something else. But then the kuda of Yeshus and Gaiva, that's more of a male quality. Not to say that there's not shirayim to go out to the whole world, but the ikkar is by a man. So, called the Asim Sitra, the Kedusha, so the whole Indian in a family, with a husband and wife, and how come I can't be, and how come you are, that's already the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim talk, that's already Rosh Hashanah Rabbim language. So you can't get to the pnimius of the relationship if you're stuck in that Indian of roles and responsibilities. There are responsibilities, there's nothing of who the person is, but this is a bilbul in the world. It's a klal. the Tanya says, and we have to remember it, a klal, that wherever there's Kedusha, remember it. Remember it today when you go to work. Wherever there's Kedusha, ein b'reish v'saif. Ein b'reish v'saif. There's no reish and saif for this Kedusha. V'meila, sherisham gam ardus yisbar. And v'meila, in a place where there's the Rishus HaYachid, then in that place of the Rishus HaYachid, where there's no Rosh and there's no Saif, and everything is bottled to the one, so then the Yechidah Shel Olam, the only one, the Rabbanu Shalom, is there. Into such a place, the Rabbanu Shalom is welcomed and invited. In the Almud de Pirud, in the world, in the Rishus HaRavim, the Rishus HaRavim doesn't want the Rabbanu Shalom, because in the Rishus HaRavim, everybody is the Rabbanu Shalom, you understand? You can't have God in the Rishus HaRavim, because everybody's God. So there's no room for the real God. It's like the Baruch Hashem standing outside, excuse me, can I come in? And everybody's in this room saying, who are you? He says, I'm God. You're God. Who made you God? Mm-hmm. So the Baruch Hashem says, I'm God. From the beginning, the whole thing. You know, Adonai Elam Hashem, the whole thing. I don't know who you are. In the world of Yeshus, in the Amad Epil, in the world of Gaiva, each person is God. And if he's the Mekam Shel Olam, then he has no room, then there's nothing for anybody else. Because he's the Mekam Shel Olam. Shall. Yeah, because when Klal Yisrael is together as Klal Yisrael, as Klal is Knesset Yisrael, with the Shekhinah HaKadosh at the center, then the highest thing is to make a tikkun, of to make the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachid. Meaning a place where Shishim Ribay, where we have Shishim Ribay, but the Shishim Ribay is not Zeh Poin Lekan, it's Zeh Poin Lesham, but the Shishim Ribay is one shtick of Klal Yisrael, one shtick Knesset Yisrael. So in that context, you're right. The ideal of Klal Yisrael, that beautiful thought that we have of us Kol Shevet L'Shvatov, and how the Baruch Shalom made us, and sitting in each one in its place, but each one in its place as part of that circle of the Machnais with the Shechin in the middle and the Mishkan in the middle, that's a tikkun of the Rishus HaRabim. That's changing the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYachid. That's the Ikra Avodah of the Jews, that changed the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYachid. That's what happens. But what I was talking about before, that's the Rishus HaRabim, where Zeh Poin Lekan is Zeh Poin Lekan. Adarav, in the Rishus HaRabim of Kedusha, there's a place for the Levim and for the Kahanim, and there's a place for Yisachar and Zvon. There's a place, and it's not a stira. So you would say, why did the Kahanim go? And for the Levim, you know, why can't I be there? No, because in the Rishus HaRabim of Kedusha, which is bottled to the Rishus HaYachid of the Baruch Shalom, everybody knows his place and is happy in his place. And I'm not Makana. I'm not Makana the Kohen. The Kohen is not Makana me. And I'm not Makana Yisaf is not Makana Zvon. And Ephraim is not Makana Yehuda. And it's not. That's the tikkun of the Amad de Piruda, when the Amad de Piruda is all brought together in the Rishus HaYachid. That's the tikkun. V'meila sherishem gam achdus yisbarach shenasis Rishus HaYachid liyichidus shel olam. You make the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYachid. That's the avoda of Klai Yisrael all the years, to make the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYachid. That's why we spoke about that many times, the Kedusha of the number 10. That in the world of Kedusha, 10 is a holy number. Because 10 means, the Maral explains, restoring the Rabim to the Rishus HaYachid. Because I have, after the number 1, then I have separation and division. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, those are multiple. Those are numbers. Each one is Pain Lakan, Lupan Lakan. 2, 3, 4, they're all, each one's running around in his own way. Then when you come back to 10, that's Behisase for Hashem. That's Behisase for Hashem. 10 is a number of Kedusha. That's why the whole world, except for America, they measure things in the metric system. I don't know what happened over here with feet and stuff. Yeah, America is, it became a little bit with Alma de Pruda get. But not to say against America, America is a very good place. But in that union of period, it's in the United States of America, there's a problem that they rejected the metric system. I don't know the whole history of that, and I know that there was an effort that was made some years ago to try to change things and to make it with the number 10. Everywhere else in the world, but England is also. England's like America? They don't. It's not meters in England? Huh? Don't they do centimeters and meters? In Europe and all of... That's what I thought. Oh.
Only in small towns, big cities.
Yeah. That's... Gil, that's where you got less material for the money you paid. You're paying by the foot, and it was really by the meter or something. But I think that it's... I think that in everywhere in the world, maybe there are places, but that they... Everything is by 10. The whole world is by 10. And because 10 is a number, 10 is a number of Kedusha. That's Echad Hoya Avram. And it said, the Navi says, to remember your father Avram, to remember your mother Sarah, Ki Echad Kerosiv. Avram Avichem and Sarah Techalalchem, Ki Echad Kerosiv. Avram is one. It means the return to one. That's Kedusha. Shenasas v'shus hayochel liyichudah shel oilam. That's the inyan of lighting the Chanukah candles in the v'shus ha'olam, which we spoke of many times. Like davka, the Chanukah candles should be put in that place, leaving the v'shus hayochel. I mean, strictly speaking, up yalocha, crossing over from the v'shus hayochel to the v'shus ha'olam, and that's the inyan of the mezuzah, that you put Hashem echad in that place where you're crossing over from the private domain to the public domain. What does that mean? It means that as I leave the Rishus HaYachid of my life, where I know and it's clear to me who I am and what I'm supposed to be doing, and I cross over into the Rishus HaRabim of the world, of the public domain, you touch the name of Hashem to remember who you really are, that wherever you are in the world, you should be able to stay in the Rishus HaYachid, not to get lost in the Rishus HaRabim. That's the need of the mezuzah. To take with you that name of Hashem wherever you are, to be in the Rishus HaYachid, not to forget yourself in the Rishus HaRabim. Lefichach, therefore, atin yitzav mayim kulchem lefnei Hashem lokechem, shebiyayim zeh de Rosh Hashanah, shehu zman tshuva. On this day of Rosh Hashanah, which is the time of tshuva, but tshuva meaning in the highest inyan of tshuva is hashove el hamakor. The pratim of tshuva you work on during Aseret Yemei Tshuva and Yom Kippur, the pratim of what I did wrong, how to fix, and all of that. But the Rosh of Rosh Hashanah is Hashov El HaMakor, to come back to the Makor, to come back to the root and source of who you are, to the Rishus HaYachid, to the Bis Asef Reishe Am, Yachad, Shivtei Yisrael. Kol Yisrael Nitzavim Lefnei Hashem Ba'achdus Gemurah. And therefore, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. Hayom is Rosh Hashanah. Atan Nitzav Mahayom, this day, the day is Yom Adin Rabbah, is Rosh Hashanah. On the day, everybody is able to let go of their private, personal yeshus and gaiva and inyanim and all kinds of stuff of Nibiraish and who's in charge and what's this and what's that and who said, and to be able to be part of that amazing circle where Hashem sits in the center and everybody's bottle to the Rosh Hashanah. And immediately you start fixing all the stuff during the Sesame Tshuva, all the stuff that got in the way, all the stuff that you'll, then after Rosh Hashanah, when you live through Rosh Hashanah the right way, then you look at all the Averis of the year and you say, oh my goodness, how did I get into all that crazy? That's all Rosh Hashanah Rabin stuff. How did I get lost in all that Rosh Hashanah Rabin? All the Averis of Rosh Hashanah Rabin. How did I get lost in that stuff? It's all Rosh Hashanah Rabin. What happened to me? So that's, then you could fix the thing. Because you would think, as many of this farm talk about, you would think that really Yom Kippur should come before Rosh Hashanah, right? That's what you would say, Pisach. You would say, you know what, I have to fix all my affairs, and then I'll be able to carbonate the king, Venus. Then I can really accept the king. Let me get rid of all the bad stuff. In other words, let me throw away all my unfaithfulness and all my disloyalties and all the avarice and problems that I've committed during the year. So I should first have a Sesame Tshuva Yom Kippur, and then now I could say, long live the king on Rosh Hashanah. Then I could come to Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Seichel would say. But that's not how it is. Kaidim, there has to be the bittel to the melech. There has to be the hamloch. The other way is the way of the world. But the way of Kedusha is the way of, that's why it's not truly, that's not truly a malchus. The way of Kedusha is to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not in this avoid of to come back to return to cherish Nishmas Yisrael where the ain by Reish V'Saif, and then Mimela. I can honestly look at the silly mistakes that I slipped into in the Amud Debrud and truly repair them, as opposed to some superficial whitewash of what's wrong, and then some phony hamlocha that comes, which we're going to be hearing about more on election day. So the true malchus is the hashava of all Nishmas Yisrael, the return to Melach Malchei Melachim, to the Sherish of Nishmas Yisrael. And then Mimela, to eliminate, when it's clear to a person that this was, then Mimela, that's what, let's go back to, we always use as a marshal, husband and wife. So you have a husband and wife. So sometimes, there are some therapists that will allow the husband and wife to drag them into the pratim of the relationship. And it was the husband and wife come to the therapist, and the therapist says, what's wrong? And then they start going at it. 30, 40 years, there's a lot wrong. 30, 40 years, there's lots of pratim. Lots of pratim. So he says, what's wrong? So each one says, I'll tell you what's wrong. They take out, like, from the pocket, and this one's from the pocketbook, like this, lists of things, pratim, of avarice, that each one committed against the other. And if it's not a real if it's not a good therapist, then the therapist says, okay, what do you got? What's your first item? And then they start going in there. Then you have the people that are sitting on the couch for 40 years, 50 years. And this guy's making a lot of money of somebody else's akmas nefesh. But an emissary person who really helps, he says, put those papers back in, put that paper in your pocket, get that thing back in your pocketbook. That's not what you came here for. Talk about that some other time. Let's return to the shirish of your relationship, of why you were married to begin with, of who you are, and how you decided to make your little Rishus HaRadman to a Rishus HaYachid. Let's go back to that. And if he's talented or she's talented enough to bring the couple into that place of the Rishus HaYachid, and they're already looking at each other differently, and they already remember and they return. So then when they get home, and she opens up a pocketbook and sees her whole bichel there with a virus, she says, oh. She just throws it out, and he looks at his paper and says, oh. And they throw it out, and they live happily ever after again. It would be so simple. That would be nice. Huh? The whole thing only cost one session, $150, finished. That's great. It's not so posh. But the emphasis is that it could be much simpler than it is. But that's really the truth. That's how Rosh Hashanah comes before Yom Kippur. And if there would be hamloch, if there would be a bitl of the yeshus, what do those lists mean? The list means ani b'raish. It means yeshus. That's what the list means. It means this is what I wanted and this is what I didn't get. Or this is what hurt me and so on and so forth. Emes. And she also has, she takes, this is, he has. That's the Rishus HaRadman, that's Amud HaPiruda. That's the wall that's between the two of them. This one lives in East Berlin, this one lives in West Berlin. And they have, each one has his paper. And are there true times? Of course they're true times. Of course, did they hurt each other? For sure they hurt each other. Can they argue about this through the next 12 Gilgulim? Sure they could argue about it. And there are people that do that. You know, you could have husband and wife sitting at a therapist, and they have this feeling like, I think I've been here before. And they were, because they were sitting by somebody in the last Gilgal. So here we are again, with our lists, going through all the problems, like, my time, you have time, you have 2 years, you have this, I hurt you, you hurt me, that's all this stuff. The avoid of Rosh Hashanah is hashava, to return to the makor of the neshama, to the makor of the neshamas, and to come back to the Rishus HaYachid. And when you're in the Rishus HaYachid and you come back to that place of what brought you together and why you love each other, and that really Avram and Sarah are one, and when you come back to that place, so then the Pratim are absurd. Of course you have to apologize. That's the issue. Sesame Truth is Yom Kippur. And you have to, I'm sorry. And you have to go over the list. And you look at that list, but when you look at it, you don't look at it with Yeshus and Gaivis saying, what do you mean? You look at it and you say, oh, I'm so sorry. I can't believe I did that to you. I can't believe. Not to defend your place and to hold on to your flag at the top of the mountain, but to say, I'm so sorry. I can't believe I said that. You're right. I did say it. Not like you were saying, I never said it. I said that. You, because you said that, I said that. No. I'm so sorry. That's what Sesame Truth Yom Kippur is. But a person that doesn't go through Rosh Hashanah and doesn't return to the Makor Nishmas Yisrael, and he's not in that place, Sha'ein by Reish V'Soif, so then when he looks at the Al Chayt, that's not so bad. I didn't. You think I did? I didn't. And if I did, it's you eventually didn't understand me. Or why'd you make me that way? Or whatever it is. When a person goes Rosh Hashanah Dik, Rosh Hashanah Dik into that Sesame Truth Yom Kippur, goes Rosh Hashanah Dik, so then I can't, oh, you're very. I'm so sorry. I can't believe it. It's true. It's true. MSSC seven achnu rishalo. MSSC seven achnu rishalo. That's why there has to be kedem a bittul. But if you're in a place of yeshus, all the inyana that go on with a husband and wife, unless it's something that was just a very, very, if there's a gotcha of it and abuse, I'm not, you know, whatever. But I'm saying they're good people and they're good people. Sometimes you have a person that's not well, but with good people. Good people, the husband and wife, it's always yeshus and gaiva. Always. It's always, and when they talk about their problems with each other and they're fighting, it's always that they're trying to make a Yom Kippur without having Rosh Hashanah. There's no such thing on the Jewish calendar to have a Yom Kippur without Rosh Hashanah. You ever remember such a thing? There's no such thing as Yom Kippur without Rosh Hashanah. There's a reason for that. And then when you make up and everything is good and all the lists are finished and you threw it off the mountain together with Esav, then you can come to Sukkot, right? Then you can dance. And how do you dance again? In a circle. Then there's no Rosh Kasayif. Then everybody's in a circle. But a Bem is a circle, not like they make like on some postcard from the United Nations to have people standing Chinese and blacks and whites and whatever Polynesians standing in a circle holding hands together. Because each one is holding a thing for a time bomb in his hand, you know, or a gun in his hand. They have everybody standing in a big circle, standing. They're only like these stick figures without faces that they have. I remember when we were kids, standing in some kind of a circle. Each one is a retzeach. Each one's a retzeach is trying to kill the person. He would kill the person next to him, but he's too busy looking at the one across from him to kill. That's not what it means, a circle. That's not achdus. Protim. So. They're sitting in Eretz Yisrael. So Jews have to sit with the Sunni Yisrael, they have to sit with Palestinians, and they're going to try to iron out a peace plan. It's to iron out a peace plan. Because the Sitra Achra, in the world of the Sitra Achra, there's Shalom. In the world of the Sitra Achra, there's Achdus. Yishmael, the Per Adam, is not Mevatel himself, the Knesset Yisrael. There's no such thing as peace. Yishmael refuses. And as long as Yishmael is not mevatel himself to the Kedusha of Knesset Yisrael and to the Bari Olam, there can't be. And they're very smart people. Those people that sit down with those negotiations, they're not dumb people, they're smarter than us. They're big smart people, and they sit down with millions of papers. And they're talking about, so they're arguing, let's say, over another 3 inches of this place. Okay, you can have these 3 inches, but you give us another 2 days of getting water. Yeah, but okay, I'll give you 2 days of water for another day of electricity, like this. And they're sitting down there handling, you know, over these things. It can't be. There's no shalom by the Rishayim. Can't be by the Rishayim. There's no shalom. It says in Pasuk. There's no shalom by the Rishayim. Because there's no bittul by the Rishayim. There's no, there can't be a Yom Kippur without a Rosh Hashanah. There can't be. So they're sitting down with long lists of tainus. Palestinians, Lahavdil, Jews are sitting down with tainus. Do the Palestinians have some tainus? Some tainus? Why not? Of course they have tainus. I'm not talking about I'm not talking about some of the leaders, the bigger shop. People have tainas. They have a taina about this or that. The Yidden, of course, Emal Daba have tainas. Tainas. It's not even the right word to use, tainas. Look at tainas. We're going to talk about Pratim. Talk about Pratim. And there's no Shalom. So there's going to be now a new administration, and they're going to make Shalom. The new administration is going to make Shalom. Ain't Shalom the Rishayim. There's no Shalom by the Rishayim. Because the Nekud HaPnimus of a Rosh is Gaiva V'yeshus. Gaiva V'yeshus can't be together. They can't be Shalom. So if they get enough Pratim and it looks like I'm getting what I want, each side feels I'm getting what I want, so then they're gonna get together, and then the two people who hate each other are gonna shake hands like it happened when Rabin went and shook hands with the Rosh, and then everybody's gonna go, oh, isn't that beautiful? Remember, I also cried when I remember that I was teaching in the school, and everybody got together. We got together with the boys, and they brought in a television, and we were watching. I don't know what year that was, but remember when Rabin shook hands with the Rosh, and everybody. I don't remember what year it was, but I remember feeling like I remember getting. I was very like choked up from it. I remember choked up from it until I got home, and I asked my father, "Do you see that, Daddy?" Then that was the end of the being choked up. My father said, "I saw it. What do you think?" I was nervous. I said, "What do you think, Daddy?" Achil Hashem, and he went over. My father, he shook hands with him. My father, and I was like all teary eyed, like there's going to be peace on earth. And true brotherhood between the Jews and the Arabs, right? You know, that's what I felt like. I gave like a schmooze to the kids afterwards. I was so like taken by it. Can you imagine? And I came out, my father said that Hitler Yamach Shemoy, he's shake and the Jew goes to shake hands with him, and what's going to come from this is going to only be service and service and service. And, you know? So I was thinking, well, you know, that's what you do. They're all very pessimistic, the survivors, and they don't, you know, I have that mahalach. Okay, Saif Dover Hakal Nishma as the Kimri of Shamar. 100%. Ain Shalom Le Rishayim. There's no such thing as Shalom by the Rishayim. There's no such thing. And I'm not saying the Rabin didn't mean well. I'm sure he meant well. And who doesn't want to? Nobody wants people to die. There are Palestinians that are nice people. They don't want people to die. They're nice people. The people don't want people to die. I'm just saying that to be politically correct. I know, I'm just. But you can't have this. No Shalom like that, because you want to make a Yom Kippur without a Rosh Hashanah. And since each one says Mi Bereish, there can't be Shalom. All of these treaties that are worked out in the world, they're always that. It only works because each one walks away feeling like when they walk away from the table, they wink at each other, like they wink from the same side. They say, we got it. That's all. And then, like after 2 months, then they say, you know what? They got us. I can't believe it. They got us. And because that mountain is like more chasher than this mountain. And then it's milchama. That's all. Just then they walk away. We got them. That's all it is. Shekhev Chazam and speeches and pictures and meetings and newspapers. Peace on earth. And Gornish Megornish till Mashiach comes. No such thing. Ain Shalom. Because of the Rishoy. There's no bittul. Show me what to say.
I was going to say that I don't know if the people who are negotiating, you know, think that the line's going to lay down with the sheep and everything is going to be great. Maybe it's just a question of. It's a divorce. It's just going to be a divorce for yelling and screaming, or a divorce, just a quieter divorce.
No, they're not deluding themselves to thinking.
I don't think they think it's going to be like Shalom. Bemis.
Bemis. I'm sure that the Yidden don't think, and we know be'etzim that there can't be such a thing, because halach esav sanin yakov. It's not possible, and we can't have peace in such a. I don't think they think that either. And I think you're right. That's why I'm just saying as a muscle. I don't think that anybody really thinks this is anything.
Just what type of gerushin are we gonna have?
Yeah, just how to divide it up so that for some time until the next malchus, we're not gonna kill each other, so we could have an economy and. You know, go to restaurants without getting blown up, and stuff like that. And that's That's peace, right? That's just the last sentence. Zeder Chlal. It's late. I'm sorry. Just the last sentence. Adkan is bar nekuda klal shel avodas hayom v'shana shehi lo shor l'Hashem v'ayfen shel nitzavim kuchel lefnei Hashem akechem. And then Bez Hashem next Monday we're going to begin with the Hasidic thing, the Rebbe's definition of la'avrucha, as it says in the pasuk after la'avrucha bevris Hashem alakecha. What does it mean, a bris? What's a covenant? That's what we're going to see, what a bris really is. What's a bris? We'll start Bez Hashem next week.